projects that are being on these roadways. Also, I've seen 10 or 12 that are on four-wheelers or side-by-sides that are already driving on the roads presently. So as for that, you know, being that, no, there hasn't been a real big demand, but they're doing it illegally, so let's try and be a step ahead or whatever the way it's going.
So what we're looking at. That was a little bit of our thought too, is that, you know, people are, you know, doing it. We'd like to make it done in the safest way possible. And I don't want to discount the sheriff's concerns at all, because he's the one, and his, you know, office is the one that's going to have to enforce it. And they're very, very valid concerns. And, I mean, yeah, we don't want kids going out there and doing, you know, stupid things and taking advantage of this and doing dangerous things. So I think that we need to revisit the resolution, at least as far as the language, and have the input from the sheriff, because there are a few counties that have permitted it, some a lot stricter than others. And so we don't want to. I don't think that we just want to, you know, let go of the reins and have it like Mad Max down there. You know, so.
Yeah. Well, and that's it. I don't want to see like Mr. Lucero said, 11-year-olds out there on motorbikes and they're on the golf course tearing it up just because, you know.
But that's illegal now, and it's still illegal on the
ground. Yeah, and that's part of it is we want to make sure that it's lined out appropriately. Which, within our resolution, it was 16.
You had to be licensed.
Be a licensed driver, which, you know, that's the beginning ages of starting to get them to respect and follow the laws as it is.
This is Commissioner Esbar. I just want to mention, too, that I think any directions in these conversations have been valid. I just want to make sure that we have follow-up conversations about the actual written resolution with the sheriff to see what we need to do. Again, I agree with Commissioner Swearingen that really a lot of this is, and not to put it on your back, Sheriff, but this is going to be your jurisdiction to really be in charge of, you know, making sure folks are following the law and making sure there's not people breaking the law. I know that's going to take manpower. We've got to figure out if we can do that right now. We've got to figure out the safety mechanisms. I'm not an expert in roadway safety. I lean that heavily on the Sheriff's Department. So I appreciate this resolution, appreciate the conversations, and think that it's just time for us now to circle back and really figure out the fine details of how we can do this in a safe manner for the entire community. Because I think about folks driving in their vehicles, not realizing that this is now okay, and that kind of conflict that could happen, you know, frustrated drivers, if there's a golf cart on a road, not knowing that they can be on the road now. I just want to make sure that we've got this all figured out in good language that people can easily understand.
So, may I, Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Yeah, I think that as we were looking, there's some other counties in around the state that are a bit more. I think, was it Mesa County, Sheriff?
No, I don't believe it was Mesa. I have the list that I shared with you, Commissioner. I did not bring that with me.
Jackson County, Gunnison County, Grand County.
I don't believe Mesa was on the list.
I know that as we were talking about it, there was one that
Mesa
was,
County,
you know, had quite a few restrictions, if you will, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing in a case like this. So I agree with Commissioner Esper. I think that we need to tighten up the language a little bit on the resolution and be as supportive to the sheriff's, you know, wishes. You know, I think that he's kind of not wanting it to happen, but I mean, if it does, to be in compliance with him being able and all of his employees being able to enforce it as best as possible.
So, may I address everybody? Can you guys hear me, Zach?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Greg Collins. I just want to point out something here that I appreciate. Look, I'm a father of 8 children. Okay, last thing I want is any of them to get hurt. Okay? But I would just like to point out something. One of the reasons why I thought that this was a good idea when it was brought to me was because the sheriff here is old enough to remember. You know, you were speaking when you were a kid, okay? I did a lot of those same silly things when I was a kid. But this law really doesn't allow the kids to do anything more than what they're already doing. This is for 16-year-olds and above. And the other thing that I appreciate about having this law in place is that it requires them to be licensed, and here's the biggie, insured. So if they don't have insurance, they're still breaking the law just like they currently are without the law being passed. Because this stuff is happening right now. Why don't we, which I think you guys are in agreement with me on this, why don't we try to regulate it the best we can and give the people that are doing it anyway a legal way to do it that protects everybody in the community?
Yeah, I think that's exactly where we were kind of coming from. To give them the legal means and the safest way possible to do it, and making sure, again, everybody is doing it, you know, in the best possible way, in the safest manner.
Anything else? Sarah? Anything? Nope.
No, I think that probably at this point we'll get it on our agenda to knock out the finer details of the language and stuff next week, and then bring something probably within the next, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't know if that's a realistic timeline. Commissioner Asgar and Sabina.
Yeah, I think 2 or 3 weeks. Again, I think having another session where we kind of go through the details with the sheriff as well. So it'll depend on the sheriff's timeline too.
Certainly, commissioners.
I want to thank you for your time and thank Sheriff for coming down. Yep. Appreciate it. And we'll move on.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
You bet. Thank you.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, next, if you look in your clear section, we have two deals going on. On the 16th, there will be the groundbreaking for Valley First, and that's at 4 o'clock. And then on the 26th, we are holding another cleanup. We had a good turnout in May. We were asked to do it again. Valley First is going to help us. We are going to pay for the dumpsters, the roll-offs, and also the oil pickup, where the other stuff will be donated by San Isabel. We'll do the chipping of branches and stuff that way. If they do have some appliances, we will take them, and we do have somebody that will evacuate the refrigerators and stuff, so we can throw them in for scrap that we can use going forward. So we're set up for those two projects at this point in time. As for the next thing, you have Resolution 11, 2024. This is Valley First is looking at putting in a grant application to the
Land and Water Conservation.
Space Fund, yes.
Fund, yeah.
And they just need to have their board approve that it'd be okay that they put in the application, since it is on our property. Yes, Neil.
I would like to have you explain the third whereas.
Third whereas, it says applicant agrees to postpone any ground disturbing activities related to the project until after grant award and finalization of the contract with the state. That this is more looking at the other side, not where we're at right now with the baseball field. This is for around the track and that area for funding. It is also that we are putting this property in conservation, that there will not be sold for residential or anything like that, that this will remain a park and open space. That's what that is all about.
Any other comments? Go. Neil?
He said, thank you.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty much on it. Want me to go next?
Sure.
Next is Resolution 12-2024. This is to certify our AOS fees to the county, which we will have a public hearing later on with it. If there is no objection in the hearing, then we'd be able to approve the resolution. The next you have is our compliance order. There was that section, there's two sections that we didn't agree with on the last one. They have changed them. I have sent you the red line copies and how they changed it so that we don't give up our rights. It is, and that they cannot add anything without to this enforcement order without saying that, oh, well, your rights are gone.
Go ahead.
When you said they changed them, now, is that our legal, or is that the legal and the state?
That's the legal and the state. Oh. They agreed on it. The state has agreed with this copy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Any other comments?
Board?
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, next. We have CCAAC review. I didn't have anything from you guys last Thursday as for bills or complaints or letters going out. So we're good there. So now you have the reading of the be good letter.
Do we have anybody signed in?
Yes, I have two of them.
In order for the business of the board to be conducted in a most effective and expeditious manner, it is necessary that all persons present maintain a demeanor of civility toward the board, staff, and each other. Conduct that appears threatening or aggressive will not be tolerated. Shouting, speaking out of order, or the use of offensive gestures similarly are not acceptable. Such behavior shall constitute the forfeiture of your right to remain in attendance and may, as a point of order, brought to the board's attention by council or any board member, including the chairperson, result in your being asked to leave the meeting by the chairperson or, upon your refusal, being escorted out of the meeting by the proper authority. Okay, who's first?
Okay, the first one I have is Brian Sinclair.
Sir, do I need to stand up?
Sorry. Yeah, if you would, okay. Stand up and introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Brian Sinclair. I live on the outside of Lake Beckwith here. Thank you for your guys' time tonight. I received a correspondence letter earlier this week in regards to my chickens. You know, it's a silly matter. I did send in a letter. I don't know if you had a chance to read it yet. I have a neighbor who's been trying to actively pursue and harass my family for the last year and a half. She's been calling you guys or the Department of Architecture, I believe, trying to register in complaints to the point where I got a letter. These chickens are not for profit. I have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a year-old in a week. We use them to teach our children. We're preparing my oldest for 4-H. We do harvest some of the eggs, but they're for personal use. We don't sell them. We did look it up. It is in the covenant. But I just want to make sure that we're in the right we're in the right. I don't want to overstep the bounds. I love living in the city. I want to continue to do so. Just want to make sure I'm okay, or if you guys need me to get rid of my chickens, I'd prefer not to do that, but I leave that up to you.
Any comments, questions?
Yeah. What area do you live in?
Right off Lakeview Circle over there.
Oh, okay.
Unit 22.
Yeah. Wow. That's impressive.
Different chickens than I've been hearing about.
Oh, well.
Roosters?
That's one of the three.
Hens only. We're unfortunately down to six due to the raccoons this year. So we're trying to keep the remaining ones if we can.
May I?
Sure.
So, if it was up to me, I'd tell you keep the chickens. Unfortunately, these outdated covenants are on her side. And nobody up here has the power to change them. I don't know, you received a letter because we received a complaint. I don't know. That's a really crummy situation. Especially if you don't have any roosters, because if you had a rooster making a bunch of noise, you know, waking everybody up, that's one thing.
I can say before we even got the chickens, we did look at state and local laws. We called, we verified, we were unaware we had a covenant.
Yeah.
We also contacted her, and we have text messages saying she thought it was a wonderful idea. We stopped bowing down to her ever since. It's been a nightmare. There's been several harassment charges filed. I have a 2-inch file of evidence. There are neighbors around us with chickens as well. They're not being targeted. It's just us. Hmm.
This is exactly what I was afraid of.
Yeah, go ahead, Bob. We need to hear from the architectural committee. But,
there's two other active that complaints have been reported to us too. The only way I can see that we can change it, as it was stated by the covenant, is I believe it's everybody in the unit. If you get 51% of the people in the unit to change the covenants, then you legally can. Other than that, they're not changeable. It's just the way they're written. And like I said, I'd have chickens for eggs too, if I could, but I'm in a different unit, but I can't.
Sure.
But I, like you said, without a rooster, they're, you know, and if they're kept
clean. As long as you're keeping it clean, there's no rooster.
We've had the health department call on us, verified that they're clean, healthy. I also believe there is a bylaw in place that as long as they're used for educational purposes and no roosters, it would be okay. Here to confirm, or I'm not sure.
And there's nothing in ours. And then as far as education, there's another one, 4-H also. Mm-hmm. And it's just our hands are tied. And,
how many letters have been sent?
Just the one.
Just one.
I figured I'd get on it as fast as possible.
I really appreciate you coming in here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, next. Bob Smith, HB 24-1267.
I guess I'm going to ask, you know, where we're at. You know, 2 weeks ago, the attorney, going on 3 weeks, the attorney got all the information, et cetera, and supposed to get back to us. Where's the board at right now on this?
Has the attorney got back to us?
No, she's supposed to include you guys when she has something written up and forward. I asked her last Thursday where she was at on it. She said she's still working on it and going through it, her and Daniel. So,
are we going to set up a special meeting?
Yes.
Are we waiting for the attorney to get back with us before we do that?
Yes, that's what I would prefer to do. And if that could be even a community forum at that point, I too.
So is that something we're shooting for this month?
Yes, because we have three weeks in between our this meeting and our next meeting. So
okay.
Hopefully we can get it within the next week or two to do it.
Can we at least get a phone call?
Yeah.
This really goes back
almost
3 months.
Oh, I know.
When we started.
I know.
Yeah.
And we've discussed it back and forth as to...
She is going to give us a answer as to whether or not this is required, right?
Whether it's shall or...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rick.
I'm not sure how much we can talk about in terms of our discussion with the attorney.
Yeah.
So I feel like even our comments are kind of handcuffed by some of the things she discussed. But we're on it. So I just want to let you know that we're not blowing it off.
Just waiting for the attorney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's I'm frustrated with attorney's reply.
Isn't everybody.
Mr. Chairman, and can I speak again to Mr. Sinclair?
Absolutely.
Or to the whole room. I think that one of the problems that I see with the covenants is that there are some things that are really important and there are some things that are just crap. And I feel, just knowing your side of the story, what's happening to you is crap. And I don't believe that you can say and use good judgment when you're enforcing covenants or writing letters or whatever we're doing. I just don't think you can abandon judgment when we do these things. I think that some things are important and some things aren't. And you, as if you're on a board, if you're on a committee, you have to use judgment and not just... we see it all the time. You get pulled over, you don't get a ticket. You know, you're speeding, you don't get a ticket. Why? You broke the law. Why didn't you get a ticket? Well, because the officer said, don't do it again, and maybe you had a good excuse, or maybe you could talk your way through it. You rolled through a stop sign. You didn't get arrested for that or get a ticket. Judgments are made. And I know that because I've been in administration before. It's not hard and fast. It's not black and white. I'm sorry. That's all I have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the time.
Go ahead, Brian.
Just to clarify, is this a black and white situation? Do I need to get rid of my chickens? Or is there enforcement coming?
May I?
Sure.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, Mr. Cox.
That's a lawsuit.
Can we report you on that?
I'm trying to keep this to where it's not going to be a lawsuit.
I will not sue you.
So we've been advised that we have to enforce the covenants or not enforce the covenants. Okay? Either we do it or we don't do it. And if we pick and choose, that sets us up for a lawsuit. And we've been told that by people that got a law degree. I don't. So I got to defer to them. I guess the short answer to the question would be you probably ought to comply with the letter. Okay. It makes me sick that I'm even telling you that.
It's okay.
Okay. Because I personally think we shouldn't be enforcing these anymore because half of them are outdated, but half of them aren't. Okay. So we either take it all or we take none of it. And
can I opt for none of it?
I would be there with you, but I'm only one vote on the board. So
go ahead, Bob.
Mr. Chairman, is there a way we can go to Pueblo County and have a judge change that or do something?
No.
No.
There's not?
No.
You have to notify all landowners in that unit.
So
of a meeting. And then you have to have 51% vote to change it.
Unit by unit.
Believe it or not, covenants are protected by the Constitution. They are a contract. Okay, protected by the Constitution. And because they're a contract, they actually can't be superseded by state law or any other law because they're a contract. their contract between the original developer and the people that have purchased the property and other neighbors.
So it's out of our hands.
It's.
I believe she's been waiting for a little bit.
Are there, some of the covenants have it so that if it's 4-H, how long until your kids can register their chickens as 4-H?
1 year. Maybe. It's first grade, I believe.
Have you looked into your covenants in your area?
Is that unit 22?
Yes.
Is 22 one of the ones that if it's there's something about it being, I think it's, it might say project?
No, there are some units that it does stay in there.
But not 22.
But it's not unit 22 or mine. But it will state if it is allowed for 4-H, it does state in that unit.
So it does in 22 or you're not sure?
It does not.
Yes.
So, and I know ignorance is no excuse for breaking the law. However, nothing was ever signed. I was not made aware when I bought the house 3 years ago. I did contact my real estate agent a couple days ago. He said he didn't realize it was in power. I signed no documentations. I didn't even know we lived in a covenant or HOA. Had I known that, I would have. I probably wouldn't have gotten them in the first place. Now my girls are attached to them, and now I gotta. Instead of teaching them a lesson about life, I need to teach them a lesson about death. And that doesn't set well with me.
So would you say they're pets?
Not so much pets. I mean,
are you sure?
We do feed them and give them treats, and they follow my wife around in a line.
In my view, that qualifies as a pet.
The only problem is only 3 pets are allowed per household, but I do believe it excludes birds.
Yeah, so you can bring them in, take them inside, and put them in bird cage.
It's Thanksgiving. You would have seen a chicken in our bathtub. It was interesting.
Oh, God bless him.
All right. Let's move on.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, close the study session for the Board of Directors and now open the regular meeting for the Board of Directors of the Colorado City Metropolitan District, Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a moment of silent reflection. Do a quick quorum check. We have 4 board members here, and I believe Neil is still on Zoom, so all 5 board members are present. And then I will close the regular meeting and open the public hearing for AOS certification. Do we have any comments regarding that? We have a motion to approve the agenda.
So you're closing the public hearing?
Got to close the public hearing now.
I just closed the regular meeting. We close the public hearing.
And
reopen the regular meeting.
And reopen the regular meeting.
There you go.
I was expecting some comments.
No, it's AOS speech, man.
A lot of gavel work there.
Okay, so... approval of the agenda.
We have a motion to approve the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the regular meeting minutes, September 10, September 24th, 2024, and the CCACC, oh, I see, never mind, let me say that again. We approve the minutes September 10th and 24th, 2024, and the CCACC minutes September 10th and 24th, 2024.
I'll second.
We have a second. So,
but just, those are not the correct dates.
They're not.
It should be the 17th and the 24th.
I'm sorry.
So. That's why I was kind of stumbling.
I'll second the correction.
I'm sorry about that.
It's a good catch. All in favor, say aye.
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 I was just seeing if you guys were awake.
Barely.
We have a motion to pay the bills.
I'll make a motion we pay the bills.
Second.
Discussion upon the bills.
If I may.
Sure.
Since I'm not really sure what this is, I've got a number 38057. It says A1 service call. Is that a rental company or?
What it is it's a gentleman that used to work on water plants and things like that. He does work with us instead of calling Main Electric to come in and hook up switches and things like that. He comes in and helps out Gary because he is local.
Okay.
And he gets here to handle whether we have switches or resistors within our skids that he can work on and diagnose. And
is he licensed?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Thank you. And then I have 38070, a pretty hefty chunk of, I think it's 50 grand for wells.
Yes.
And is that an insurance pass-through?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. And then 38090, it's at the bottom of that category, shows a reimbursement to $64.65 to MasterCard. But as I recall, we had received a finance charge of over $400 on that, and we were, I was told that we were working on getting a reimbursement on that. How's that? The reimbursement is totaling $64.65. Is there more coming?
There's more coming.
Okay, thank you.
There's more coming.
And also, it was that we ended up paying this last one because they've got to turn around and show that it's a zero balance so that they can reissue us a check back.
Just keeping tabs. Thank you. That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Anybody else? All in favor of paying the bills, say aye.
Aye.
We have a financial report.
Neil?
I thought I heard him say aye.
Yes, pay the bill.
Yes.
Okay. All right, next financial report will be next meeting. Operational report. As for water, wastewater report, September was busy. The Beckwith plant produced over 19 million gallons, Cold Springs 3.7 million. We have purchased 32 new filters. This is all of the available filters in the world. All of the used filters were in stock, have been changed, cleaned and pinned. All that is left to do before storage is to replace the O-rings and bag them. Skid one is having issues, and to properly fix, we will have to call a DuPont and have a tech. We did have the tech come in tonight. He came in at 3:30. I went up there to see what was going on and help out. I got out of there about 5:15. That's why I asked him. It was in a CIP and in a cleaning process, and it hasn't come out of it yet. That's why he left. He said the plant had shut down, so he's going up to check out what's going on. Colorado Well and Pump installed the cement pump and is in operation. The rodeo well is not repaired due to them getting baler jammed in the line. The 18-hole well has been pulled and was sent back with Colorado Well and Pump to be repaired as the ditch flows are slow. It's good that we have two pumps pumping. Aiden and crew with little diggers removed and replaced five valves, had two water breaks and one fire. I don't know about the fire. The crew prepped trucks for winter, asphalt patches, One sewer backup, it had to be dug up and replaced 1 meter. Had two water sewer caps, a recalibrated stem pipe, and pumped the sewer around, of course, four times. October, we'll see four more water sewer taps. That's the operation for water sewer.
Could I ask one quick one? Was that 18-hole well, was it single phasing in the motor, or was it a pump problem?
We do not know yet.
Okay.
Because there was a hole in the line next to, and we don't know whether it grounded itself out and lost a phase on it, because the pipe itself had sprung a hole right next to the line. So we don't know whether the line arced out the hole, or whether the hole was through corrosion, or being that the pump is stainless steel and the pipe is pipe, you know, whether it was an effect of
that galvanic problem.
Yes. So that's what he's checking out, the pump, to see if it did hurt the pump or if it was just.
But we're still investigating the possibility it could be lightning.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, we are.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Holly Dock Golf Course, we had 0.6% of precipitation from September 9th to October 4th. Greens aerified September 30th to April 1st. 3/8 plugs by 2x2 spacing, top dress with compatible sand, fertilized with 13-2-15 greens fertilizer. Tees aerated, back nine air, fairways aerated, range tees aerated, and irrigation as needed, as the last few weeks have been unseasonably warm. Parks and Rec, we're still mowing and trimming weeds with limited hours of staff. We have been mowing the park this week to tidy up before a car show that is scheduled on October 12th. We have been working on a project to improve the ball fields over time. The infield material is its way into the grass and creates an uneven surface. We cut back the grass to remove the humps and remove sod from the dead ball area between fields to make the repairs. The sod has been laid and we should be able to get enough water on it before we shut down the irrigation for winter. We will continue to work on the project through the fall and winter to plan to have enough finished by spring. We have volunteers helping with hauling warning track material for in between the fields and around the west field. After the material is in, we will be adding a batting cage and bullpen area between the fields. We will also have volunteers helping that with that part of the project. Sports soccer games began already and will run through October. We have 83 participants in the youth program. We also have the middle school age soccer program utilizing the field for practice 3 days a week. Probably first, the groundbreaking for the ceremony for phase one of the Greenhorn Metal Parks Revitalization Program is scheduled for October 16th at 4 p.m. So we're pushing that. Lake Beckwith measurements for weekly reports. We have for the week of October 3rd, water level was at 12.4. We lost 0.4 tenths of a foot between the 26th and the 3rd. Everything else is stayed the same. As for the piezometer readings, everything has maintained the same, except P5 actually went down to 20 instead of 19. So we gained an inch there. And like I said, our lake level was at from 12.8 to 12.4.
That's about normal for this time of year, right?
Yeah. Larry just sent me a message. All three skids running good. TMPs look okay. High tide did not update. We're good.
So skid one is out of the fritz and running normally?
Yes, we had, like I said, the tech came down. He was able to diagnose what it was. It was actually a valve, solenoid, that goes on one of the valves. It had blown the gasket in between, so it wasn't allowing, it was filling the air back to all the other valves and causing all the valves not to open or close, because it was recycling everything in that skid. But it took changing a block out and pulling filters and stuff to do this.
Go ahead, Ray.
Just one quick question. Where are our tank levels?
I don't have to look right now. I know that's one of the things is that he said that it didn't update as to what the tank levels are, and I'll see if I can pull them up right now.
Just 3 mil would help.
I know it was at 8. Pretty close to that. Yeah, I didn't update it. But when I was up there at 1 o'clock, it was at 8. Yeah, because it's not showing.
All the other tanks are doing what they're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They go out and visually test them or check to make sure. But like I said, our high tide system didn't re-update.
Okay.
That's where it is. So he's looking at that. That part of A squared.
A1?
A squared.
A squared?
Okay. Tech? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I have for committee reports. The only thing I have is newsletter for October. Who's on that list next? I'll have to look.
I know who isn't.
Let's see who isn't here.
Who isn't here? Neil.
I think Neil did it before I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, Neil ain't here, so I vote for Neil.
A second.
Time. I think it's great.
Damn.
Anyway, so
I think I'm after you. I'm after him. It's my turn.
That don't work. He's still here.
He's still here. Go to sleep, Neil.
Okay, so I'm going to have you down here, Greg.
Okay.
We'll get together.
It's all right. I go after him for a reason. He always writes the best papers, so it's the easiest to copy.
Well, Ray is, yeah.
That's why I'm saying this. Yeah. He always writes the best ones.
Well, thank you, sir.
I added just a little bit.
I saw that.
That was it.
I got my bill today.
Did I do a good job?
No, you did a good job. The bill was not. I wasn't happy with the bill.
Yeah. I think we're all out.
It only goes up $3 a month, you said. Mine went up about 40.
So we can move on to agenda items? We're good?
Yes. You already read through the attorney's report. That was.
I make a motion at this time that we pass resolution 11-2024 grant app for LWCF.
I second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, you have resolution 12-2024, ALS certification.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make that motion pass our resolution 12-24 ALS certification.
I'll second.
Let's vote for that separately. Neil?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
And I vote yes.
Okay, next you have compliance order of consent. Like I said, this has been back and forth through the state and our attorney. Get it where we're at.
I was surprised that the state actually agreed to everything, and it worked out. So I'll make a motion to approve the order of consent.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Neil?
Aye.
Okay.
Sarah? Just didn't hear you. Okay. Yeah, I got you, Neil. Yep, we got you.
So much fun.
Okay, so next you have CCACC. At this point, I do not have anything on either side of the building or... So, old business, road resolution. This is, I told Carolyn that this is something that we've been working on for a year. Let's get the covenants stuff first. I need you to handle that so we know where we need to go with the bill 12, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of on the back burner with her too, so we're at that. Well repairs, I haven't heard back from Tom yet on the 18-hole well or the rodeo well. I'll be giving him a call again. I did talk to Ken White for the engineering. He did send me something last night late. I was up at the commissioner's meeting this morning begging them for money for CTF for windows. I did put in an application for $115,000 to replace the sliding glass doors, windows, everything at the clubhouse. They were kind of receptive with all of it. I explained that we are looking at energy efficiencies and things as we have done in the past with the pool grant that they gave us, with campground, with golf course, all of that. And they agreed that we're moving in the right direction. They want me to look for more energy efficient grants, which I have been. And I also have Glass Force. He's supposed to be giving me some information on energy efficient grants through federal and stuff to see if we could get some money there to help out. They asked if we could do it in phases, if from year to year. I said, we will accept anything that you're willing to give us. Hopefully it's not, if we have to come up with 20%, we like on any other grant, we would be happy to do that where we can maybe find somebody with another grant for $20,000 or $30,000. Everything that I've looked at federally wise is either for residential or it's big money for businesses. So it's trying to find that one that's just that $100,000 grant that we can look at and go that way. So I think we'll get backing for the grant 20% or 25%, or even if it's 50%, I think we could get backing from the county for that. For the North Park Sewer, like I said, I had Ken. He's sent me two options so far. I need to discuss them with him because I'm kind of unsure what he's looking at for a third option, which I don't know whether it's
They're looking at a third option?
Yeah, and I think it was the evaluation of pumps or whatever. And so I need to talk to him further on that. I know there was, and I don't understand the first option, whether he is looking at the old sewer line or what, which that is not feasible at this time to dump it into the old one. So I know one option was going east of 48 Parkway, and then there was an option of going between 48 and 49 Parkway and going down that way. So,
who are you working with on that?
Ken White.
Ken White.
Yeah. We did have one backup. It's been probably 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks. that we haven't had a backup. We had one Saturday. They were out there in 30 minutes, got it up and running, and no issues. So it's
still backing up.
It's still backing up. I understand that.
And, yeah.
You know, it's every time we say, oh, wait,
yeah,
it's good, it's the next day somebody calls. Mm-hmm. So we're working on it diligently, trying to find the problem. They are even evaluating it to see what the problem is too.
So we can be getting something fairly soon?
Yes. Hopefully by next meeting we'll have everything together.
Is he going to come in and give us a presentation?
I can ask him to come in and have a presentation.
It'd be kind of nice to get it straight from the horse's mouth.
That'd be fine. We can make sure that it happens.
Old business. RJH sent us a letter last meeting apologizing for being behind in the engineering for the dam.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you to write a letter to the gentleman at the state to confirm that we're
Mark
all...
Mark Perry.
What's his name?
Mark Perry.
Mark Perry. I couldn't bring that name to fore. That Mr. Perry would let us know officially that everything's copacetic.
Okay, and I didn't do it, and I'm sorry.
I need to get that because the state moves in mysterious ways.
I will do that first thing in the morning.
The second thing is, can you give us any kind of an update on Stewart Ranch?
Stewart Ranch, we haven't got any calls yet. We shut them off. So the next step is to shut off the two valves, and I wanted to see where the lawyers came out on this, because I know they were getting ready, they were sending a letter to their lawyer, to Deanna's lawyer that sent us the letter, and they were supposed to send me a proof on it, and as soon as I get it, I'll send it out to the board and let you look at it.
Certainly would like a complete update for the next meeting.
Okay.
So,
and the thing is I asked Carolyn, I said, what if you turned off those two valves and see if it dried them up? She says, you can always say that you...
Said what?
Well, you have to test things.
Yeah, test to make sure that it was going to be efficient.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Did you have something, Greg?
No, I think that covered it.
So we're really just waiting for, in a nutshell, for...
The approval from the lawyer and our test to see if it works, to see if it's going to work.
So we're waiting for the approval from our lawyer before we do the test?
The letter was sent out as to giving them the choice as either going as 1 meter, going as a inclusion, and...
But right now we don't even know yet if what we're doing is going to shut them off.
We don't know. That's, I want to...
Do you have a backup plan?
Not really, because we've looked at all angles as to where are they getting water from and haven't. There's only two valves that would do this, and we know one of the valves is broke. And we've got that position set up, that we got it set. Now we can shut those two valves off to do it. We shut the valve off that's coming out of South Park, so that worked. So now if there is water after that, we do not know where it's coming from.
So there's only a few lines that circle their ranch, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a, I mean, I know there's devices like ground penetrating radar and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there companies that come out that can track a line?
Yeah.
And can find out if there's T's off of that line? Because if you track that line and there's a T going towards the ranch.
That would be probably our next solution.
After you shut the valve.
See what it is.
To find out where we're at.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
How about on the...
Yes, Neil. Yeah.
What about the update on the water on Cibola?
Oh, yes, those were sent out. They were both returned. I talked to Carolyn on it. I do not have to have a server for it. I can go up, and this was what she was told me yesterday or Friday, is go up there and post it on the door, the letter that they are being shut off.
How about the meters in Applewood?
Applewood, they have been busy with all the other stuff, putting these and sewer lines. They haven't had time to get working on our guys out in the field between the sewer backup, the broken line.
Go ahead. No,
no. The broken line there off of Glen Eagle, the valve changeover. They haven't had time to get to meters.
Who's that?
That's on the line. That's on improvement.
May I real quick?
Yes.
So you are taking, to post that notice, you are going to ask one of the sheriffs to accompany
you. I will have to ask one of them.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's was the next step, is getting the sheriff to assist me in presenting that letter.
Thank you.
On the meter changes at Applewood, are we looking to start to do that ourselves, or are we going to
try to get it ourselves? And
because we haven't done any.
We've been trying to do at least 5 a week or whatever in between all the other things that have been hitting us. We had a situation this last meter read up on Rise Gauge when Aiden went in to download the information as usage, the port, I don't know whether due to the heat or whatever, when he plugged in, he couldn't get a reading. So he had to order a new port, which we turned around and he got it changed out. And we estimated it, but we turned around and told him, we'll send you the actual bill. Forget that one, because we got it replaced today. So there's been other things that happened throughout the week and going on.
Go ahead, Ray.
I just want to then maybe reconvene at the next meeting, or think about it in the interim, subbing it out.
And I know the last quote, I think I'll have to give it to Aiden, and I'll have him write up what he had for somebody subbing it out.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, but as soon as we start to winter, the ground's going to start heaving, and we're going to have breaks. Nobody's going to have time ever.
Yeah.
We've got to do something. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay.
Anybody else with any old business, Sarah?
Budget committee?
Yeah, we're...
Okay.
We're working on that. We're getting the basics of the budget, and then that way we can have a meeting with the budget committee and bring the soups in all at one time, and what they're looking at, what we're looking at, and where we can fit it in at.
Okay.
That's what I don't want to, and I think it kind of worked out well last year, how we just set up the budget, and then, okay, we have this amount extra, where do you feel that we're going to have increases and everything else? Because I know insurance is going up 7% across the board, and I think property liability is going up 7%. All of that's...
Everything's going up but your paycheck.
Yep.
Truth.
No correspondence?
The only correspondence was the gentleman out. Was here, and he brought in the letter this morning.
Okay.
So that's why it wasn't in your packet.
Anything else?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.
I have checks.
Oh, damn.